I don't know about you, but to me, time is rushing past. 1 year blends into the next, and soon 5 or even 10 years have passed. But I have discovered the secret to slowing down time. It's in both creating and recognizing beauty in the world, and then slowing down long enough to really savor those precious moments of beauty. I call this approach to my life aesthetic living, and it has become a spiritual practice for me. It inspires me to approach the everyday, seemingly mundane details of my life with a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty surrounding me. Emerson, in his essay Nature, wrote, "Truth and goodness and beauty are but different faces of the same all." Aesthetic living means creating beauty for the sake of the beautiful. According to the Quaker theologian Rufus Jones, beauty has no function, no utility. It greases no wheels, it bakes no puddings. It is a gift of sheer grace, a gratuitous largesse. It must imply behind things a spirit that enjoys beauty for its own sake and that floods the world with it everywhere. So how do I engage in aesthetic living? One way is to create beauty around me. For example, I always try to have fresh flowers on the table. My favorites are the $4 bunch of white daisies that I place in a white porcelain vase. The simplicity of the daisy and the aesthetic appeal of white on white get me every time. It stops me in my tracks. Its simple beauty demands my attention. And so time slows down for a moment of joy, with no other agenda than to embrace beauty in the world. I slow down also to recognize beauty when it happens. Streaks of soft light on the wood of my dining room hutch in the early evening, or a cappuccino with perfectly frothed milk, can also stop me in my tracks. And of course, for most of us, nature has the ability to demand our attention, to cultivate our precious sense of awe and wonder for the breathtaking beauty we encounter. Along with all of the ugliness in the world, there is also so much beauty. It is there, just waiting for us to embrace it, to savor it, to celebrate it as a gift, existing only for the sake of beauty itself. Let us tap into our sense of awe and wonder and slow down long enough to recognize all the beauty around us. What details of your life are demanding your attention? Where is the everyday beauty surrounding you?